What if a single dose of medicine cost over $350,000? And what if the biggest challenge wasn't inventing it, but simply learning how to manufacture it at scale? That's not a future hypothetical. It's the reality in Japan today. And it's a reality that's forcing a revolution in how we think about technology, manufacturing, and the entire life sciences supply chain. The lab bench is becoming a factory floor, and the implications are massive. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology developments shaping U.S. and European industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we're tracking a critical inflection point, the industrialization of biology. For years, we've talked about cell and gene therapy as a scientific frontier. Now it's becoming an industrial one. We'll look at a powerful new gene editing tool, a massive $200 million investment in U.S. cell manufacturing that's setting a new competitive benchmark, and how 3D bioprinting is turning science fiction into a reproducible industrial process.
Exactly, Susie. The focus is shifting from, can we do this, to can we do this at scale, reliably, and at a cost the world can afford? The answers to those questions are being written on factory floors in Wisconsin and in R&D labs across Europe right now.
Let's start at the genetic level, Troy. There's a new evolution in CRISPR technology, and the headlines are calling it a DNA shredder. Unpack that for us. How is this different from the gene editing we've heard about?
It's a fundamental shift in mechanism. Traditional CRISPR, using proteins like Cas9, is like a surgical scalpel. It makes a precise cut to edit a gene. This new protein, Cas12a2, described in a May 29th report, acts more like a targeted demolition tool. When it recognizes a specific sequence, like DNA from a virus or a cancer gene, it doesn't just cut that sequence, it activates and shreds the entire genome of that diseased cell, destroying it completely while leaving healthy cells untouched.
A find and destroy mission. Why does that matter globally right now?
Because it dramatically expands the therapeutic potential. It offers a potent way to eliminate cells you want gone entirely, like virally infected cells or solid tumors, which have been challenging for precision editing. This comes just as the FDA's approval of the first CRISPR therapy, Casgevy, has built regulatory confidence, accelerating the entire field.
So how does this specifically affect U.S. and European manufacturers?
For manufacturers in the life sciences supply chain, this isn't just a new discovery, it's a new product category. It creates immediate demand for a new class of reagents and delivery systems tailored to the Cas12a2 protein. This means new opportunities for companies in oligonucleotide synthesis, which create the guide RNAs, and for those producing the viral or non-viral vectors that deliver the therapy into the body.
And for Western trading companies and distributors, what should they know?
They need to be mapping the emerging Cas12a2 ecosystem now. Identify the biotechs and academic labs pioneering this work. The opportunity lies in securing partnerships to supply the specialized enzymes, buffers, and purification kits required for this new modality. It's about sourcing the picks and shovels for a new gold rush in gene therapy.
So the actionable insight for an executive listening today?
Executives in the biotech supply chain should task their R&D and business development teams with a simple goal: become the preferred supplier for Cas12a2-based research and development. Evaluate your current product lines and identify how they can be adapted or marketed for this powerful shredder technology.
From the micro level of DNA, let's zoom out to the factory floor. A Japanese firm, Fujifilm, just made a massive bet on American manufacturing. What's the story there?
On May 27th, Fujifilm Cellular Dynamics officially opened a new $200 million, 170,000 square foot facility in Madison, Wisconsin. This single investment quadruples their manufacturing capacity for what are called iPSCs, induced pluripotent stem cells.
Refresh our memory on iPSCs, Troy. Why would a company spend $200 million on a factory just for them?
Because iPSCs are the critical raw material for the entire regenerative medicine industry. They are master cells that can be reprogrammed into any other cell type in the body: islet cells for diabetes, neurons for Parkinson's, or heart muscle cells. This investment is a direct response to a string of clinical successes, like Sana Biotechnology's recent 14-month positive data in a type 1 diabetes trial using iPSC-derived cells. The demand is shifting from small clinical trial batches to commercial-scale volume.
How does this specifically impact U.S. and European manufacturers? Is a major Japanese investment in the U.S. a threat or an opportunity?
It's both.
For U.S. manufacturers, it's a huge opportunity. They can become critical suppliers to Fujifilm for everything from advanced culture media and purification filters to the cryopreservation containers needed for a global cold chain. But for European manufacturers, this is a major competitive shot across the bow. It's a sign that the U.S. is becoming a hub for industrial-scale cell production. This is mirrored by efforts in Europe, where companies like Ori Biotech are partnering with Fresenius Kabi to advance their own modular, automated manufacturing platforms. The global race to scale is on.
What should Western trading companies and distributors be thinking about?
Their focus must be on securing a place in this high-stakes supply chain. This means locking in distribution agreements for the GMP-grade, highly regulated consumables these facilities demand. As production scales fourfold, quality control and supply chain reliability become non-negotiable. Distributors who can guarantee a secure, audited supply of these critical components will win major contracts.
And the actionable insight for executives?
Western executives must assess their supply chain's readiness for GMP-grade, high-volume biologics manufacturing. If you are a supplier, can you meet the rigorous quality and scale demands of a client like Fujifilm? If you are a therapy developer, have you secured a manufacturing partner that can scale with you? This $200 million facility signals that the time for pilot-scale thinking is over.
Our final segment sounds like it's pulled from the future. 3D printing human tissues. What's the specific breakthrough making news this week?
Researchers at Cincinnati Children's Hospital reported on May 26th that they've developed a 3D printed culture system that grows transplantable human gut organoids twice as fast as conventional methods. More impressively, these organoids are nearly 10 times larger and, for the first time, autonomously develop their own network of functional nerve cells without any external engineering.
They just grow their own nervous system? Why is that so important?
It means the biological models we use for drug development are becoming incredibly realistic. This allows for far more accurate preclinical testing, reducing reliance on animal models and speeding up drug discovery. Platform companies like Cellink are already industrializing this, integrating bioinks with 3D bioprinting to mass produce standardized, complex tissue structures for high throughput screening.
So, what does this mean for US and European manufacturers outside of the big pharma labs?
It opens up an entirely new market for advanced manufacturing. This isn't just about the drugs, it's about the tools that make them. It creates demand for high-precision 3D bioprintings, for the sophisticated software that runs them, and critically, for the specialty chemical companies that can produce the GMP-grade hydrogels and bioinks that serve as the ink in the printer. This technology is the precursor to manufacturing transplantable tissues.
And for trading companies and distributors?
This creates a demand for a new, highly specialized logistics and distribution network. We're talking about sourcing and distributing temperature-sensitive bioinks, living cell lines, and delicate pre-printed organoid structures. Companies that can build expertise in validated cold chain logistics for these advanced biological products will hold a significant competitive advantage.
What's the actionable insight for executives listening in?
Technology and manufacturing executives must stop viewing 3D bioprinting as a niche scientific tool. They need to see it as an emerging advanced manufacturing platform. They should be actively investigating partnerships with research hubs like Cincinnati Children's or platform companies like Cell Inc. to understand the hardware, software, and material science requirements. This is a ground floor opportunity in what will become a core manufacturing process for the entire life sciences industry.
All right, Troy, a lot to process this week. Let's distill it down into a strategic summary. What are the three key takeaways for business leaders?
First, the therapeutic toolkit is expanding at a blistering pace. New technologies like the Cas12a2 DNA shredder are opening up new markets for gene therapy, which in turn creates new demands for specialized manufacturing and supply chains. Second, the industrialization of cell therapy is happening now. Fujifilm's $200 million bet in Wisconsin is the proof. The primary business challenge is no longer just scientific discovery. It's scalable, cost-effective manufacturing, especially when we see therapies in Japan launching with a price tag of $350,600. Third, enabling technologies are creating new industries. 3D bioprinting is maturing from a lab technique into a reproducible manufacturing process. This is creating entirely new markets for precision hardware, specialty materials, and sophisticated software.
So, the single recommended action for executives this week.
Executives must pressure test their strategic plans against this new reality of industrial-scale biologics.
You must clearly define your company's role in this emerging value chain, whether as a raw material supplier, an equipment manufacturer, a logistics provider, or a therapy developer, and invest aggressively in the specific GMP-grade capabilities required to win.
Troy, excellent intelligence as always. That's all the time we have for this week's Troy Technical Intelligence. We focus on the developments that matter so you can make smarter, faster strategic decisions.
Thanks for listening.
Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss our weekly briefing. Join us again next week for the latest intelligence shaping U.S. and European industry.